If you have your Bible, take it and turn to Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah chapter number 12, verse number 1. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. I want to preach tonight, if God be a help for a little while, on this thought in verse 1. It's in that day. In that day, the Bible says, in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I'm glad today in the hour that we live that we can say, O Lord, and mean it from our hearts. I'm glad that we can talk to Him and commune with Him and praise God He can talk and commune with us. You say, Pastor, how does God commune? How does God talk with us? Through the precious Word of truth. Amen. Praise God, the Bible's not any private interpretation, but men of God wrote as they were moved upon God to write, and they wrote the oracles of God. They penned them down so that we can have a conversation, if you will, with God Almighty so that we can get to know Him and He can get to know us. Amen. The thing about Him on His part, He knows everything about you and I. Amen. He knows everything about us. There's nothing lacking that He doesn't know. Therefore, He said that, that thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, I won't say God still hates sin. We still serve a sin-hating God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now the world's trying to turn that around on us and say, well, you know, God's a God of love, and God loves everything. I will say God loves all of us. Praise God. He loves all people, but He still hates sin. Amen. Praise God. God hasn't changed His mind about sin. He hasn't ever up to this point, and He won't change it after tonight. Amen. He's not going to change it for you, and He's not going to change it for me. Praise His holy name. But in that day, praise God, God has said we'd call upon the Lord, realizing His anger is past, and God's called us unto a blessing. He said, that anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. As we look at this, we can see as Isaiah's writing here, and he's talking about leading up to a worship in the kingdom of God. When we come into our place and power with God Almighty, with the Lord Jesus Christ when He appears. It's in that day. As we look back just a little bit in Isaiah chapter 11, he says God is speaking over there, praise God. He's talking about that kingdom and talking about a kingdom to come. I hope you believe tonight there's a kingdom coming. Praise God. Jesus came and He preached that. John pointed to that. But praise God, men didn't want that. I'm afraid we're living in a day and an hour, even right now, when we live here in the Bible Belt, and we're still not looking for the Lord's kingdom. We're still not expecting a soon coming Savior. But I want to say tonight, on the authority of God's Word, that before long, Jesus is coming again. Amen. I've told you before, the Bible speaks more of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ than He does of the first. But He says in Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 10, He said, in that day there shall be a root of Jesse. Now we know that that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. In other words, that's a mark of distinction. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to stand as a mark of distinction. The Lord Jesus Christ ought to stand as a mark of distinction right now in the present hour that we live. I'll ask you tonight, just search your heart. Is the Lord Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I say, if the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of our life, then that ought to be a mark of distinction upon your life. In that day, one day, right now, praise God, the Lord Jesus needs to be an ensign or a distinction on the heart of His people. Amen. There ought to be a difference. He said, in sign of the people, he said, to it shall a Gentile seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Amen. Ain't you glad God came to the Jew first, but also to the Greek? He came to me and you, praise God. We couldn't get to him. But praise God, the Lord condescended down to where we was and made us an opportunity that we could get in, that you and I could get in and be partakers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. What a glorious thing that is that we can rest today in full assurance of Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The blessed promise of the hope that he gives us in himself, that we can take that and use it, praise God, to encourage ourselves. And when we get encouraged, we can edify the brethren. Amen. That's what God's called us to do. We ought to be edifiers. We ought to be encouragers, lifters up. We ought to be praising and giving God glory. We ought to be thanking him tonight for all that he's doing for me and you. Amen. We can't get heady and high-minded and think that we're better than others. Because I want to tell you tonight, Lord wants to do the same for you that he does for me. Lord wants to bless us and help us. Praise God. He said it'll come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt, from Patras and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. Amen. God says, I'm going to do again what I've done days of old. You remember when all the saints of God, our parents and our grandparents, our mamas and our daddies, one day, one time, somewhere, they fell before a holy God and they confessed their sins, confessed that they were sinners, asked God to forgive their sin, invited the Lord to come in their heart, and he brought them out of that wilderness of sin. He brought them out, praise God, and he lifted them up. He drawed them unto himself, and they, praise God, in their heart, we're being drawn. Praise God. God drawed it up close. Praise God. Hey, that's what we got to do today. We just got to be drawn up close to the Lord. You can't do that if you don't get in the Word. You can't do that if you don't get there. In that day, praise God, there's going to be a drawing of God. There's going to be a hand of God that's going to move upon people. That's what he wants to do today. That's what he wants to do right now. Praise God. Hey, don't postpone joy. Just get in today and draw nigh to the Lord. And he said if we'd draw nigh to him, he would draw nigh to us. That's what the Lord is wanting to do today. He's wanting to get close. He's wanting to get closer to us. Never have, because he knows what's coming ahead as we see these things coming to pass. And then he says again, verse number 12, he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcast of Israel. Now here's that ensign again, that mark of distinction. Praise God, when the Lord comes, when he steps out, praise God, and he comes to extend his kingdom, to bless his kingdom, to set up his kingdom. Praise God, there's going to be an ensign. There's going to be a mark of distinction through the Lord Jesus Christ, like he's never been before. Praise God, we may try to set things up, and we may, and the governments and everything else may try to establish high points. Praise God, I want to say there's never going to be a time, praise God, but in that day, when the Lord God Almighty sets up an ensign of Jesus Christ as the Savior and Jesus Christ the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords when he comes. Amen. Praise God. Youngs, we got a soon coming Savior. We need to be ready to go to be with him. He says he's going to get up, assemble them out of Israel and gather them the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly upon the shoulder of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them in the of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. Amen. God said, I'm going to do a marvelous work. He said, all those enemies of God, praise God. He said, I'm going to put them down. He said, I'm going to fly upon them. Praise God. I want to tell you, youngins, we're getting so close. If you'll look at your Bible, you'll read your Bible and you'll read the newspaper today. We're just that close, praise God, to something magnificent that we've never seen before. The power and the hand of an almighty God moving upon his people in that little nation of Israel. How God's going to bless them, and he's going to help them, and he's going to bring them out, praise God, just like he did before, so many times before. Amen. Bless his holy name. He said, take them out. He said, God shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty hand, mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the sea, and shall smite it into seven streams, and make men go over dry shod. You see what's taking place? God's getting something ready. They was talking the other day about the Euphrates River. It said that thing, it's never happened before, but that thing's like it's drying up, at the waters fell and to come out where it usually comes out, in the volume that it usually comes out of. Praise God. What's God doing? Hey, He's showing us. Praise God. And in that day, the fulfillment of God Almighty will come to pass. We'll see the mighty hand of God. You say, Pastor, are you trying to scare us? No, I'm trying to excite you tonight. I'm trying to get you excited as I am, looking for a soon coming Savior. He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, He said, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Praise God. One day in a little while, ain't going to be long, we're going to go out of here. Go out of here to be with the Lord. He said, there shall be an highway for the remnant of His people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Amen. In that day, praise God, God brought him up by a mighty hand. He went to where His people was, just like He's doing today. He's going to where His people are, and He's stirring their hearts, and He's setting up a path, and He's leading in the direction that we need to go. And it's through Jesus Christ, our Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to Him but through the Lord. And for the glory of God, I'm looking for the Lord come at any minute. Amen, to get us out of here. But He said, in that day, that day, praise God, thou shalt say of the Lord, I will praise thee. I'm going to get excited about what God's going to do for me. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, listen, people say, well, preacher, you just get too excited. Amen. You just make too much noise. Amen. Praise God, I have to. Amen. Because a whole lot of the church folk has got awful quiet. Ain't making much noise. Ain't saying nothing. Amen. I got them. I guess God give me to make up enough for all of us. Amen. Praise God. Here's to be a little bit louder. Praise God. To proclaim it just a little bit more. Amen. To be just a little bit louder about what I say. About how good God is. And how the Lord loves me. I ain't come to where I was. I couldn't reach up far enough to get Him. But praise God, I'm glad. And He could reach down far enough. Praise God, to reach to where I was. Got a hold of me. Praise the Lord. I didn't get a hold of Him. I couldn't have held on to Him. But He got a hold of me. And He brought me up out of that mucky pit. I pray God pulled me up, cleaned me up, put my feet upon a foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Well, glory, my Lord and my Savior. He's mine. He's mine. Glory, hallelujah. He's mine. Ain't you glad to say that He's yours tonight? He is your Lord and your Savior. He's the God of glory. He's the Prince of Peace. Praise God. He's the everlasting Father. He is the one tonight that we put our faith and trust on. He come to where we was. He got a hold of us, praise the Lord. And He ain't ever let go. Amen. Amen. He's never let go. Amen. He's had a hold of me for a long time. Amen. Amen. From 1976 to now. Amen. I'm telling my age. Amen. But I don't care. I'm 60 years old. Turned 60 years old, October the 18th. Praise God, I'm proud of it. Amen. I got the gray hairs to prove it. But God's been good to me, praise God. He come to me when I could get, I just say praise His holy name, amen. He come to me where I was. He reached down, praise God, further than I could reach up. He got a hold of me, and He's never let go. Amen. Jamie, I've tried to prize myself out of His hand a time or two. To my shame. Amen. Every one of us went careful. It was the Lord, just let me go for a minute. Just, Lord, look over there. Lord, hey, I'm not going to get no mischief. Lord, just. Praise God, but the time of his wrath is past. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to hold on to you. And me and you, praise God, we're going to continue this journey along. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to keep you with me. I'm going to want you to walk with me. I want you to be with me. That was his high priestly prayer. When he went through the garden, he prayed for himself. He prayed for his disciples. And he prayed for me and you that come along. And he said, Father, I would that they'd be with me where I am. Amen. Don't you think, praise God, Jesus get hold of you, Lord God, he's going to let you go. Amen, praise God. He's going to hang on to you and take you, praise God, to be with him. Now, we may rebel and pull away and try to get away from God. Amen. It happens. You know why? Because I told you before, I'm going to tell you until I leave out of here. Praise God, this old flesh that we live in is not saved. The soul and the spirit belong to God. Those is what's saved. And one of these days, Ecclesiastes 12:7 said, the body's going to go back to the dust from which it come, but the spirit's going to go back to God to give it. Amen. And the Lord said, I'm going to hold on to you one day, praise God, and I'm going to, glory, hallelujah, somebody will just jump up and say, I wish Miss Eve was here. Said, I'm going to pluck you like a flower. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, praise God. I'm not going to let go of you, but one day I'm just going to pluck you up like a flower. I'm going to add you to my bouquet. Amen. Well, she's here to sing that. We get her to sing it right now. Heaven's bouquet. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Young, praise God. We've got a blessed hope and a promise in the Lord Jesus Christ that he's not going to let us go. He's going to be there with us. When the wrath is passed, when stuff is done, praise God, that we're still going to be his. He's still going to have a hold of us. Amen. Amen. And he's going to continue drawing us unto himself. Don't fight against God. Hello? Are you hearing me today? Don't fight against God. Don't rebel against him. It's a hard road to hoe. Amen. Praise God. It's a whole lot better, praise God, just to let go and just submit yourself unto the Lord. You know what he'll do? You know what he wants to do? Huh? The Lord's got to hold it, but he wants to pull you unto himself. Amen. If we continue to stay out there at arm's reach, amen, we can't get the blessings of the blesser because he's spending all of his time just trying to hold on to us. Amen. Handfuls of purpose he's trying to dump on us. Hello? Amen. At arm's reach, praise God, he's trying to. But you know what happens when you succumb to when you submit yourself unto God? When you quit putting up that resistance, amen, praise God, God pulls you unto himself. He gets you under the spout where the glory comes out. Amen. As you smile in his arms and you love him with your heart, God Almighty likes it so much that he just opens the spigot up and he just pours it out on purpose. Amen. So you get to can't help it, and you don't care, and you're saying, glory, hallelujah, I'm glad I'm where I'm at. In the presence of a holy and righteous God. Amen. Isaiah said, praise God, I come to a place where he comforted me. When the sadness was past, when the world, praise God, when I'd pulled away from the world and got into the hand of God, praise God, he said, the Bible said, thou comfortest me. Amen. You know what we need in this world we live in today? We need a comforter. Hello? We can't, hey, it's not going to be some human being. I mean, we do the best we can. We do our best to exhort and lift up and encourage. We should be. And help and edify the people. Praise God. Edify the brethren. Encourage each other along the way. All right? We do the best we can. But we're going to need somebody that can truly comfort us. And the comforter, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. The comforter is the Spirit of God that lives in us. We are his, praise the Lord. We belong to him. Amen. And praise God, he belongs to us. See, but I think this thing's one-sided tonight. Amen. We belong to him because he chose us. Jesus said, those that if you give me, Father, I've not lost one. Amen. Those that have been given to the Father, Jesus took to himself. But praise God, I wonder if we've took him to us. Amen. Sometimes I wonder if it's a one-way street. And the only one going in the right direction is the Lord Jesus. Amen. But praise God, when we come unto him and we love him because he first loved us. See, we've got a reason to love the Lord today. We've got a reason, praise God. We didn't deserve His love. But praise God, He first loved us when we were unlovable, when we were sinners, when we were not fit to nothing. Jesus loved us and He come to where we was. Amen. Remember today, tonight, evening, the place where you got saved? You say, well, preacher, I don't remember that. Well, then you're probably not saved. You remember today that the Holy Spirit of God dealt with your heart? Showed me I was an old sinner. Painted me out over hell. I just knew that all the Lord had to do is just open His hand and off in hell I'd have went. Awful place. Fire and brimstone and smoke. People raving and crying. Amen. Gnashing with teeth. Because they don't want you there no more than you need to want to go. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty, through His comfort, through His comforter, He offered us a place with Him. I'll praise Thee. And I'll give You glory. In that day, praise God. Verse number 2, verse to chapter 12 of the Psalm, or Isaiah says this. He said, behold. He said, pay attention, I want to tell you something. He said, God is my salvation. Amen. Without the Lord, pray God, we'd have no salvation. There'd be no Savior. Why do we love Him? Because He first loved us. He offered Himself as salvation for us. He offered Himself as a Savior for us. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. We don't have anything to be afraid of. Amen. All we need to have is a reverent fear of God. And the only way we can have a reverent fear of God, praise God, is to trust God. Because He makes the difference. Amen. Praise God, He takes away the challenge and He gives us a better perspective of everything that the world has through Jesus our Savior. He said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah, that's God Almighty, amen, praise His holy name, is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Praise God. He said, because of who He is, because I put my faith in Him, because I've trusted in Him, amen, because I'm not afraid of Him, but except with a reverent fear, with an expectancy, praise God, that He's God and I'm not. And that I need His help. And He's encouraging me and He's loving on me and He's offering to help me every step of this way. Amen. A journey called life. It's laid out before us. We see it in the volume of the book. But God says, He said that every step of it is planned by God. Amen. Because God Almighty, the Jehovah, is my strength. He's our strength tonight. He's the only thing that'll get us from point A to point B. Praise God. Not only is He strength, but He said He's our song. He's that we can sing about. He's that we can lift up our voice about. He's that we can get excited about today. Amen. We're an excitable people. Hello? We get excited pretty easy. And then you get down on the ball field, you let them little old grand youngins get the hitting the ball and the running the bases or catching the football. Why, you'll shout your shoes off. Amen. You can't help it. Praise God, they're yours. And you see them doing good. You see them getting excited. Praise God. You get excited for them, praise the Lord. And you get to shouting and praising. You get to encouraging them. Why can't we do that for Lord? Why can't we get excited about things of God? We ought to have a song. Or to lift up our voices. Because He's become my salvation. Amen. He said, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. That's what we talked about this morning. Those wells of salvation, praise God. That place where we can come to be filled with that living water that flows up into life everlasting. That gives us encouragement, praise God. We need to be encouragers of others along the way. Lest we come short. But praise God, I'm glad that there's joy. There's joy in the Lord tonight. There's joy in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. It's joy that supersedes everything else there is. This lady told me last week, she said, you know, I'm just not, she said, preacher, I'm just not happy. I'm just not happy. Amen? I said, well, you know why? And she said, no, I don't know why. If I knew why, I would fix it. I said, well, you can't fix it. Amen? Because happiness depends on what's happening. Happiness can change from moment to moment. Everybody wants to be happy. But I said, true joy comes from the Lord. When we get joy in our heart from the Lord, when we rejoice in the Lord, praise God, when the joy of God is within us, then that brings us happiness. That's where happiness comes from. It's a happiness that's stable. It's a happiness that's not fluctuating. It's a happiness, it's a joy that we can have no matter what's happening. But he said, with joy shall we draw from the wells of salvation. I mean, we realize what God has done for us. We realize as we go back and say, Lord, I realize where you brought me from. But you know what? I realize tonight where I could be. I realize tonight where I could be if it wasn't for the Lord. You think about where you could be tonight if it wasn't for the Lord. If it wasn't for the Lord coming to you where you were and touching your heart. Amen. Stirred in your mind. Holy Spirit of God, massage that down into your heart. Amen. Your spirit got a hold of that and realized that there was something that was bigger than you. And that Spirit of God began to move on your heart and showed you an old sinner. Need to be saved. You bowed before a holy God. You said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Amen. What'd God do? He saved you by His marvelous grace. He brought you into those wells of water, the waters of salvation. Amen. They're wonderful waters. They're purifying waters. They're cleaning waters. They're waters that stir the soul. Amen. They're waters that helps. In that day, praise God, in the worship in the kingdom of God Almighty, what a glorious day that's going to be. Verse number 4, she said, in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Amen. Call upon His name. Declare His doings among the people. Amen. Praise God. Make mention that His name is exalted. Praise God. So let me tell you about what Jesus did for me. Let me tell you about the Savior coming my way. I wasn't expecting, I wasn't deserving, but Jesus come to where I was. Amen. Come to where I was. Praise God. You know what God had to do to get a hold of us? He had to reach down through the filth and the mire of this old world. Hello? You ever think about it? He had to reach through the filth and the mire and the wickedness of this old world which we live to get a hold of us. But He did it because He loved us. How much did He love? He loved us enough that He would take our sins and nail them to His cross. That through Him, we, you and I, might be saved. Praise His name. In that day, boy, what a day it's going to be. A day when God gathers His people together. He's starting to do that over in the nation of Israel. Them Jews is coming back and they don't even know why they're coming. Now this is since they was viciously attacked on October 7th, now they're loading up and they're going back with a cause. You know, preacher boy, that was just a horrible thing. What an accident! An incident! Praise God! You don't think God knowed about that? Amen. God's using it to draw His people to Himself. And they're going back and say, we've got to go stand with our people. We've got to go stand with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we got. All got to do. We've got to just come into a relationship. And we just lift up. Got to start lifting up and exalting the name of a holy God. Praise God. And then He would say, sing unto the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. You know what God has done. It wasn't done in a corner. It wasn't done in a closet. The whole world, praise God, the whole world has been preached to. The whole world has been given the gospel. But they choose to reject God. Amen. They bless the creature more than the creator. Amen. You can if you hurt a little dog today, you'll go to prison. But you can kill a little baby and it's all right. Amen. Praise God. We need to be lifting up the Lord. Singing the Lord, for He hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Praise God. We ought to be lifting up our voices. We ought to be praising God. We ought to be giving Him glory today so that the world can see the difference in me and you. I said this morning, praise God, we need to practice separation. We need to separate us, and we have to separate ourselves from this world. The world's a wicked place. But God Almighty will help us. He'll bring us out. Amen. How's He going to bring us out? He'll bring us out with a shout. Verse number 6, He said, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel. We're in the midst of thee. He said, praise God. He said, we've got something to shout about. We've got something to be excited about. Praise God. He says, cry out and shout. Say, glory, hallelujah, praise His holy name. Amen, praise God. He said, inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel. Amen. We've got something to shout about, praise God. The same God. He's talking about the same Lord that we serve. The same God that we offer up praise to. The same God that encourages us and helps us along the way. But we take Him for granted. We take His word for granted. We take His truth for granted. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll take even what you're hearing tonight when we talk about in this day, in that day. The glorious day of His appearing, the glorious day of being with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll take it for granted. And we'll just let it go in one ear and out the other, and we'll go home just like we come without saying, glory, hallelujah, what a day that'll be. Amen. What a day it'll be when Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. What a day that's going to be. In that day, praise God, we're going to be crying out, we're going to be shouting, we're going to be giving God the glory. Amen. When He went into Jerusalem that first time, they were shouting, they was praising God. And them old Pharisees and hypocrites, they said, hey, so tell your people to be quiet. Jesus said, hey, if they wasn't shouting and praising, paraphrasing, He said, if they wasn't shouting, praising, and they were just kept quiet, He said, the rocks and the trees would cry out, hallelujah to the Lord God of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't want no rock and I don't want no tree to praise God for me. I want to praise God myself. Amen. The Holy One of Israel, praise God, is in the midst of thee. The Holy God of Israel lives in our hearts. He's the centermost part of our lives. Amen. And boy, I thank Him tonight that He is. Because in that day, in this day, praise the Lord. Oh, we're so close, young'uns. Amen. Are you listening to me? We're so close. It's just like it could be at any minute because it is in a moment of time. One day is 1,000 years with the Lord, as 1,000 years with the Lord. Amen. There's no aspect of time with God because He always has been and He always will be. Our lifespan's short. Amen. Just a little while. Amen. He said, well, preacher, that makes me sad. It makes me sad that I'm not going to live forever. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we were designed to live forever. We were designed to take a rest and sleep, wake up the next morning brand new. But we messed that up, didn't we? We fell to temptation. But praise God, I'm glad they said, God of heaven. Glory to God, He's going to make us new one day. Praise God, we're going to be new forever. We're going to be in the presence of a holy and a righteous God throughout eternity. We'll be able to shout and praise God. We won't ever get tired and wore out. Amen. So many times we'll come up on Wednesday night and we say, boy, I'm so tired, I think I'll just stay home tonight. Amen. I don't need to go to church. I'll just praise God here. Amen. Amen. You come in, get your belly filled, sit beside that wood stove. Hello, you'll go down. Amen. Believe me, I got one. Amen. Pray God it won't take long. I'd be sound asleep if it wasn't for having the sleep apnea. Pray God, I just doze off a minute, but then I jerk awake because I quit breathing. Amen. Praise God. But one day in a little while, I'm not going to get tired. I don't get tired of praising my Lord. I don't get tired of magnifying myself. I don't get tired of exalting my Lord and Savior. Lifting Him up, praise God, because He's done so much for me. Has He done anything for you? Amen. In that day, one day in just a little while, a short span, praise God, will be that day. That day when we'll stand in the presence of a holy God. And we'll say, Lord, I'll just praise You. Lord Jehovah, You are my strength. You're going to help me get to that day because You have become my salvation. Because we have put our faith and trust in Him. Amen.